92.3.
So I'm thinking about it right now. I'm thinking Slash is on his way to the radio station, but we sent Lance Hole to go pick him up. And we're thinking maybe he's not driving Lance Hole's car because gotta hope the insurance is paid now. It's bad. Band is called Moondog Maine on Rock 92.3, and I believe. Rock 92.3 WCKW. Wrapping up another nonstop rock block. A couple minutes, we're going to get to talk to Slash. The Snake Pit's in town. Tonight, playing over at Jimmy's. $8 to get in. It's an 18-plus show. 21 to drink, which is what you're going to want to do anyway. We'll find out what's going on in the world of Slash and see if we can get him to talk about other things that are going on, like the blues ball thing and all the trials and tribulations he's gone through. And we might, I don't know if we want to bring up the past much, but we'll see. We'll see if he's up to it. And we can't tell the bosses, but Slash is going to smoke in the studio, too. Sorry?
Am I being heard right now?
You are now.
Oh, okay.
I just turned the microphone on now.
Right. Hello.
Well, let's get these commercials out of the way, then we'll all talk right, so we have time, so the sponsors are happy.
Okay. It's back
on Rock 92.3.
All right, Rock 92.3 WCKW, welcoming back to the New Orleans area the one and only Slash of Slash's Snake Pit. How are
Am
you,
I
man?
Here? Okay, hold on.
You're here now. Fix you want to adjust this?
Yeah.
Everything right?
Because I talk quietly, my voice is all raspy. So
yeah, it's good. The cigarettes help.
Huh? Yeah, well, no, I smoke more than, you know, I'm not one of those people that get sick. I smoke twice as much. Right?
Well, welcome back, man. Where were you last night? You were just talking to us off the air about
We were at Rick's.
Really?
Rick's is the Snake Pit hangout, you know?
Is it really?
They let us do whatever we want. The chicks are all cool, and I get to play DJ when I'm there, so.
What did you play?
What did I play last night? I played Rage Against the Machine. I played Soundgarden. I played The Beatles, and I played
You know what?
It was the Aerosmith song, I think.
Really?
I don't know. Something.
You were all over the place, man. Well, welcome back to New Orleans. The Snake Pit is now a different Snake Pit than we remember from 1995.
Let me give you a real brief synopsis about Snake Pit.
Okay.
Because nobody seems to understand, and I think it's really uncool when, say, somebody goes, you know, so-called, quote-unquote, solo, which is not really the case with me. I just split one band and started another band.
Okay.
I don't believe in solo acts or, like Kenny Loggins or some shit like that.
Nice reference.
So what I do is I start bands. That's how Guns started and anything else I do, Slash is Blues Ball, those are bands.
Yeah.
Well, Snake Pit originally was just something to do during Guns N' Roses' sort of hiatus period, which got, like, longer and longer and extended to the point where I put the band on the road and we went and toured for a while.
Sure.
But I still planned on going back to Guns N' Roses and that didn't work out and I ended up quitting. So I thought, well, Snake Pit was a cool name, cool concept, and this is the kind of music I like to do. Unfortunately, politically, Matt Sorum couldn't be in Snake Pit on the road or anything because he was committed to Guns.
Sure.
Gilby was committed to Guns. Eric was committed to Jellyfish, and Mike Inez was committed to Alice in Chains. So when it came down to it, when we all came home, we were all supposed to go back to our respective bands. Everybody did but me. So I was like, well, cool, you know, screw it. I'll just keep Snake Pit going. So I got to go out and find a whole new band that's permanent, like the real deal.
Okay.
And so it took me 2 years to do it, and I've got the most kick-ass band. And as far as rock and roll is concerned, especially nowadays, so that's why I'm all jazzed. I'm in a good mood and I'm up early.
That's a question. Yeah, you are up earlier, actually. Sun's still up. Slash is actually vertical. Yeah. Nice to have you along.
Not really vertical. It's sort of like that sit-down position.
I got a question to ask you because you would know more than the average jerk-off on the street. Is rock dead? Is like rock...
No, you know what? No,
no, because that's like the big thing now. Everybody's like, well, rock is dead. Rock is boring. Rock is dead. And I read the article.
Which article?
The guitar player. You had like a one sheet in guitar player where you were just like, it was the same way back in like 1985.
It's obvious if you're concerned enough to know about the history of rock and roll.
Sure.
It goes it's in. There's a fad. There's somebody original that comes on that starts the whole scene, and it's they have names for it. They have glam. They got punk. They got basic rock and roll. They have. When Guns N' Roses came around, there was Guns N' Roses and there was You know, what was the guy with the pompadour that came down between his eyes and the guy went cross-eyed?
I don't know. Oh, Danzig?
No. No. One of the 80s.
Oh, Flock of Seagulls.
Flock of Seagulls. I mean, there goes through these periods where, you know, rock gets real vibrant.
Yeah.
And then it gets dull because everybody's doing the same thing. And then something new comes along.
Yeah.
And then it gets burned out. And then something else comes along. Eventually, it always comes back, you know.
Yeah.
I think the most important thing is if you're genuinely into it in the first place, no matter what happens, you always stick to your guns and it'll be coming back around. But now's that time.
Yeah, and you're going to be the guy to do it?
I'm not going to say I'm going to
be. Well, one of them.
I'm not going to spearhead the whole fucking movement, but, you know, I'll definitely be part of it.
Oh, that'll be excellent. So you got a new record that's going to be done soon?
Yeah. The reason we're touring right now is just to break out the new material so we can just go, for one, just to get out of the studio.
Sure.
For two, just to go scum around on the street and hang out with all the kids.
Yeah.
And for three, just to go see what the response is like to what we're doing. And then we go back, finish the thing, and hopefully get it out. I'd love to say end of summer, early fall, somewhere in there.
Let's take a trip back in time for a second. Could it ever be again?
Could what?
The past ever be again? You and the past band members, maybe?
History always repeats itself. Do you have a particular question in mind when you say that?
Is there any chance of Slash and Axl ever being on the same stage again?
To tell you the truth, you never know. My word out to the Guns camp.
Yeah.
Who I'm friends with all of them, play with them all the time, except for him.
Yeah.
And if you were to put the band back together and everybody's head was focused on doing what we originally started out to do,
sure.
which was so organic that doesn't even have any other name for it,
yeah.
And everybody can just drop all this bullshit, then I'm around.
You know,
schedule is permitting, I'm around. I would never totally quit on my family. You know?
Yeah.
But there was a point there where if we're not getting along, it's getting to be very tedious and it's not fun anymore, then it comes out in the music. And I don't want to be part of that. So, it's like we've been broken up. I haven't talked to Axe in 3 years, so
wow.
I don't think another 3 or 4 or 6 or 9 years is really going to matter.
Wow. Do you think that if he finally gets his act together, puts another record out, and it's crap, is that going to really hurt the Guns name?
I don't think, no. Everybody's own personal, individual records is their own personal individual records. It puts that person's stamp on it, that one-fifth of what Guns N' Roses was. And Axl's the only one that actually hasn't had the balls to do it yet. So we're waiting for him to do it. No, but he is going to do it, and
sure.
I'm sure it's going to be brilliant.
Sure.
But it's his way. His time frame of doing things is a hell of a lot different. As any concert goer knows, you know, what 9:15 to him means 12:15. You know, it's just
sure.
the way it is.
I understand.
He'll do it. It'll be what it is. And then where he wants to go with it from there is where he wants to go with it from there. With me, I leap before I look. You know, I just go for it.
Cool.
And it's just a difference in personality, really.
Excellent. You want to play something off the 5 o'clock somewhere album?
Yeah, just play Beggars.
Okay. We can do that.
All right.
We don't even need a reason. Can you hang for a couple minutes and we'll talk more?
Yeah.
All right, excellent. This is Slash the Snake Pit from the city. It's 5 o'clock somewhere on Rock 92.3 WCKW. There it is, man. From It's 5 o'clock somewhere. We're still discussing set list here in the studio. This is good. I feel like I'm actually backstage at the show.
Yeah. I wish I had like a tape of like the last show we did, but
yeah. All right, where was it?
Huh?
Where was it?
I don't know. Some kid. Where in Texas?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, in Austin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some kids out. I'm sure there's a half a dozen kids got the whole set on tape. I'm sure.
How are you about that?
You know what? Being more a rock fan than anything.
Yeah.
And I know that's an old cliche, but
sure.
that's how I got here. It's because I love what that was all about. So I'm more of a fan than learned how to get into it so that I could be fan bonus musician, you know,
yeah.
actually be able to do it.
Yeah.
And when I was younger, we used to bootleg everything.
Yeah, so
those are the coolest recordings, better than the records.
We still do.
And I sort of, when people, I don't want to condone it, but I won't condemn it, you know? I was like, out of sight, out of mind. If I don't know about it, then cool. When it's selling more copies than the actual record that the record company put out, you got a problem.
Well, the fact is the fans actually have already bought everything that the record company's putting out anyway.
Yeah, but the thing is, in a situation like this, when you tour before a record comes out,
sure,
then it's already out there.
What can we expect? on the tour? I mean, who's in the band now? Let us know the new. Let us know the lineup of Snakepit.
There's myself on guitar.
Okay.
And there's Ryan Roxy on guitar.
Okay.
Rod Jackson on vocals.
All right.
All right. And then we have Matt Logg on drums.
All right.
And we have Johnny. His new designated name is Johnny Blackout. And he's happy with that, and we're going to stick to it.
Why is that? Yeah.
We all have our own little quirks, and he's got his. Okay. And Teddy Andriatis, who actually was the keyboard player on the Guns N' Roses Use Your Illusions live tour.
Okay.
And he's in the band. He plays some piano and harmonica and background vocals, and that's the lineup.
And what do we expect when we see you out there live? What's the mix? Are you doing, like, you know, just all new Snakepit material?
It's 85% new Snakepit material, and the rest of it's just a bunch of surprises.
Really?
Yeah.
Any covers?
Yeah.
Really? That's totally cool.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you what, because then everybody here will just go and put, like, the record collection together and sort of go, well, this is the covers, and this is the stuff that we're familiar with. And the record that they're going to do with all the original stuff on it will be out in a couple months, so, you know.
So we can
why make the drive?
Nice. All right, let's play something else on the record, because you wanted to do that.
Yeah, I was going to say lower, but maybe that's a little bit too down.
Okay.
So I was going to say Neither Can I, which is actually more down, but more up.
All right, well,
somehow.
I'll do that. I'll just wait this for a second to cue.
I haven't listened to this since we were in Japan, and they played it at the Hard Rock Cafe.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, here it is. Here's Neither Can I from Snakepit, / Snakepit, from It's 5 O'Clock Somewhere on Rock 92.3 WCKW. Rock 92.3 WCKW, Neither Can I. / Snakepit, It's 5 O'Clock Somewhere, which is still the coolest title.
Yeah, there's a story behind that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Tell it.
You want me to tell it now?
Tell the story.
All right. We were going to England, and wait, let me get this right. Yeah, we were going to England. I went to the bar at the airport, and I said, I know it's only 10 o'clock in the morning, but give me a double Jack and Coke. And the bartender said to me, he goes, hey, no problem, mate. It's 5 O'Clock Somewhere. And I always thought that was the prerequisite for life in general. You know, so,
as you always have the cocktail handy to right next to you.
You know, well, it doesn't even have to do with alcohol. It has to do with everything.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's always like, don't sweat it, man.
It's 5 O'Clock Somewhere. Hey, what trips / is trigger now, musically? What are you into now?
What am I into now?
Yeah, like musically, like what bands are really...
Actually, to tell you the truth, I don't have a lot to tell you. I dug Soundgarden when they were still around.
Sure.
Then there's a lot of bands, but everything's like, everything that I dug, Alice in Chains when it first, you know, came out,
yeah.
Even Nirvana for that matter. I thought the first whole record was great.
Sure.
But now it's not like a real big rock period,
yeah.
You know, so I don't like pretty much 90% of anything that's come out in the recent last few years.
He sounds like one of us.
I mean, there's a lot of cool bands out there to listen to.
Sure.
If you want to listen to something different, you know what I mean? So it's cool. Like, I love Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah.
You know, which is nothing at all like what I do.
Sure.
But in the realm of my little world where, you know, I just like to plug in and do my thing, there's not a lot of people, there's hardly anybody that really does it anymore.
Yeah.
Or, and if there is, nobody knows about them now because they're not getting any airplay or they're not getting any record company interest, but that'll all change.
Yeah.
You know, and I like White Zombie and Rob Zombie and that whole deal.
Yeah.
But that's not my trip either. You know what
yeah.
I mean? So for me to actually, you know, break out something at the house, what do? We watch pornos, play pool, and listen to Bob Marley.
He is one of us. He is, yeah. See,
that's an evening of work at / Snakepit.
Excellent. Well, the show's tonight. You guys have an opener? Do you know? Yeah.
I know there is one, but I don't know who it is.
Okay.
There's two, actually. I'm sorry.
There are two?
Yeah, I'm being prepped as we speak.
That's okay.
Shani Sane? And Overtone.
Which means the Overtone.
Yeah, Overtone and Shani Sane.
Local
yeah.
bands.
They're local bands. They're local cool. bands.
Yeah, we always get along with the local bands.
Do you really?
Yeah, yeah.
That's good.
They come walking up, you know, they're setting their drums up in front of the thing, and they just always come and say hang out, and like all of a sudden it's like everybody's one. It's very cool.
Well, that's very cool. / thanks for stopping by.
Hey, thanks for having me.
The show is at Jimmy's Uptown tonight. It's $8 to get in, 18 plus to get in, and 21 to drink. And
which is weird. I mean, which is not weird, but we were at a club the other day where it was 23.
23?
You had to be 23 to drink, which I still, they tried to explain it to me. And all things considered, I'm a reasonably intelligent guy, and sure. I still didn't get it.
Well, you are in the drinkinest city in the country right now.
Really, you think?
Yeah, well, you can you get drive-through alcohol anywhere else?
You have drive-through alcohol?
Yeah, we have daiquiri stands, drive-through daiquiri stands.
You're fucking with me.
No, I'm absolutely serious. This is what you do. We'll have somebody take you to one, to a daiquiri's, maybe like down on Suburban or something.
Can you say like a double?
Yes, they'll double it up for a buck.
Yeah, they will.
You show up in the drive-thru.
You say,
I want a margarita, I want whatever. Here's the rule. They can give you the drink, they can give you the lid, they can give you the straw. They cannot put the straw in the drink. So you can drive up to the place, say, I want a margarita, and I want you to double it up, and I want a large, and it's like, you know, $6-$7, and you get a big styrofoam margarita slush.
I don't know. Drugs have changed. Whoever came up with that concept, drugs have changed.
All right, we'll come back in a couple of minutes and play some gun stuff, because you asked us to play some gun stuff, so we'll do that. Hang out for a second, and thanks for coming by.
I know.
All right, cool.
Nice shirt.
Thank you very much.
And 99 cents.
All right, you know what? I can't seem to get you out of the studio. Not that that's a problem.
Are you back on the air?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, wait.
I have no problem with that.
I know. I have to admit, I was trying to ask Paul exactly how he spelled his name. I didn't know if he conformed to the new 90s creative naming, spelling, whatever.
Tough name. Paul.
Yeah, I only look stupid, dude.
I don't know. Hey, I would never.
No, my dad used to always say that to people at parties.
Really?
Yeah.
That you only look stupid?
Yeah. No, he'd tell that to meet some chick and they'd ask him some stupid question. He'd be, I only look stupid. Then he'd get laid.
Works out great. All right, we're going to play a guns tune, and we're going to play the one that you wanted.
Yeah,
because you're our guest.
Brownstone.
We can do that. Excellent. Slash, thanks for coming by.
Oh, man, thanks for having me.
Everybody, go on down to Jimmy's tonight. You know what? I got 10 pair of tickets to give away to the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Can I have, like, the 5 of those? I got some friends that live in town.
Yeah, cool.
No.
You sure? I know people.
You know what? I never call anybody. As soon as we come into town, I don't let them know that we're coming. They go, Why didn't you come? Why didn't you call? Because I don't call anybody. That way I can just do the gig. The people that bought the tickets that really wanted to go, they don't want to hang out backstage. They just want to watch the show. You know?
Thanks.
Rock 92.3.
All right, let's kick off another nonstop rock block here at Rock 92.3 WCKW. We hook you up with nonstop rock blocks at the 15 and the 45. Our very own Bob and Tom Nest. Oh, hold on a second. Hotline's ringing. Hello.
Yeah. Paul?
Yeah.
Paul, I'm getting a banana banshee.
Okay.
And I just, that's 20 ounces.
Yeah.
Did 20 ounces with extra shots.
Yo, you got the double, you got him to double it up?
Yeah.
Did I tell you were in the drinkinest city in America?
This is amazing. I will remember this for the rest of my life. I'm looking at it's a Kahlua mudslide, white Russian, tropical itch.
Yeah.
This is awesome. I'm going to move here.
Get a 190. Get a 190.
No, you know what? I'm just going to get that secret day job that just keeps me grounded here. All right, thanks, dude.
Say, man. I'm very proud of myself. I got slashed drunk in a daiquiri's.
Paul Marshall.
Bad.
Hey!
Rock 92.3 WCKW Zeppelin. Rock 92.3 WCKW wrapping up another nonstop rock block. Def Leppard, Too Late for Love.
From the, what city was that? That would be the Pyromania city, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I thought, okay, I was right, okay. New Def Leppard material coming out very, very shortly, actually. When we get it, we'll play it for you as we hook you up with those killer classics and today's best rock. I am the lovely and talented Paul Marshall. Yes, Slash has left the building. He did go down and I think he went through a drive-thru and got himself a couple of drinks. He's going to be playing over at Jimmy's tonight. Tickets are just $8. Go check it out. Slash's Snake Pit in town. They've been in town for a couple of days. Apparently, he spent the night in the quarter last night, which is what you would expect from a guy like Slash. So go check that out, as well as next week, apparently. Apparently, we've made an impression with the guys over at Jimmy's Uptown. Buck Cherry's coming to town. You know the guys that do Lit Up? Those guys are coming to town. So if you have a question for the guys in Buck Cherry, because I think I'm going to have them come by the radio station as well, if I can swing that deal, email it to me at Neanderpol, NEANDERPOL, @mindspring.com. All right? Mindspring hooked me up with a nice email account for you guys to stay in touch with me about what's going on in the afternoon show here. So Neanderthal at Mindspring.com. If you want to get Mindspring yourself, give them a call, 1-888-M-SPRING. They will hook you up with the best internet service that you can possibly get. $25 startup fee, gone. All right? Gone. Just tell them that I sent you. Paul Marshall, Neanderthal at Mindspring.com. They'll waive that. They'll give you your first 30 days free. They've got great software to hook you up with pretty much everything. What I really like about it is the first time I hop on to Mindspring, you know, you get on the software, you open up the Mindspring internet page, and it says, you know, you connect to it. And it gives you like a news update for what's going on here in New Orleans. Like I get a little thing in the right binder from the Weather Channel telling me what the temperature is currently, what we're expecting for a high and a low. And also, there's another thing on the left side, a whole bunch of buttons where you can hit. You can check out what's going on at CNN. You can find out what's going on all around the world. You can do an internet search. They've got Microsoft Explorer in there. It's pretty cool. You're going to like it a lot. Give them a call, 1-888-M-SPRING. Check it out. And then, you know what else is cool about it? When you close out, it says you are still connected to the internet. Would you like to disconnect? So it's not like if you close out the window by accident, you got to get disconnected and go back on and have to go through the dial-up process. Not that it takes very long, but Mindspring's got all bases covered. Give them a call, 1-888-M-SPRING. Tell them Paul Marshall sent you, or you can email me at Neanderthal at Mindspring.com for questions, comments, criticisms, and recipes.
Have you heard Bob and Tom on...
I'll be giving away Jazz Fest tickets. That's this Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., Third Base Sports Bar in Metairie with Rock 92.3.
All right, let's kick off another Nonstop Rock Block. Nonstop Rock Blocks at the 15 and the 45 with Buck Cherry and Lit Up on Rock 92.3. Yeah, don't worry about it. I'm just trying to do a show here. It's just singing over it.
Eric Clapton.
Rock 92.3 WCKW. Wrapping up another Nonstop Rock Block. Clapton. Killer classics and today's best rock. I am the lovely and talented Paul Marshall, 260-9292. Phones here in the studio. 336-9292. 1-800-735-WCKW as well. If you are looking to get in touch with us request-wise, we'll take care of you. Got some Rush coming up for you by request as well as Metallica. I think I'll do some Rob Zombie as well. But up next, I think we need to drink. We'll take one of each, thank you.
This is Paul.
The new flavors are here from Powerade. Keep playing.
All right, Rock 92.3 WCKW. We only stop to rock twice an hour. In case you're joining us late, you missed it. Slash came by. The Snake Pit's playing over at Jimmy's tonight. And we informed him for the first time in his life that you can actually get drive-thru alcohol here in New Orleans. Sent him out on the road and had him call us from Daiquiri's, New Orleans original Daiquiri's over in Severn. So thanks to Mark Wolf and those guys over there for setting Slash up. If you missed it, it was kind of like this. Hello.
Yeah. Paul?
Yeah.
Paul, I'm getting a banana banshee.
Okay.
And I guess that's 20 ounces.
Yeah.
Ounces with extra shots.
Oh, you got the double. You got them to double it up?
Yeah.
Did I tell you were in the drinkingest city in America?
This is amazing. I will remember this for the rest of my life. I'm looking at it's a Kahlua Mudslide White Russian Tropical Itch.
Yeah?
This is awesome. I'm going to move here.
Get a 190. Get a 190.
No, you know what? I'm just going to get that secret day job that just keeps me grounded here. All right. Thanks, dude.
Say, man. So thanks to the guys from Jimmy's for bringing Slash by, and thanks to the guys over at Daiquiri's for having Slash set up well in the drive-thru. And that's not the only thing happening in town tonight. Rock 92.3 presenting George Thorogood tonight over at the House of Blues. And I think this is the definitive song on a day like today. One bourbon, one scotch, one beer. Rock 92.3.